This is a free Off The Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off The Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off The Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome along to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, Shamrock Rovers have their biggest game of the season as they welcome Finnish side Coops to Tala in a Conference League playoff. Celtic have one foot in the Champions League proper as they thump Lask 3-0 at Parkhead. And Troy Parrott heads to the south of Spain to complete a medical ahead of his move to Real Betis. Shamrock Rovers take on Finnish champions Coops in Tala Stadium this evening as Stephen Bradley's side look to return to the Europa Conference League proper. The Hoops were humiliated last week when losing to Ignacia in Albania, surrendering a 3-1 first leg lead to lose a second 5-1. They then let a 2-0 lead slip in Richmond Park last Sunday to lose to St. Patrick's a leg 3-2 after extra time in the FAI Cup. Coops dropped into the Conference League playoff round after losing to Romanian outfit Universitate Craiova 3-2 on aggregate in the Europa League. Craiova, incidentally, are now in the Europa League playoff against Ararat Armenia, one of Shamrock Rovers' conquerors this summer. Coops, like Rovers, also started off in the Champions League qualifiers, but were dumped out by Sabah of Azerbaijan in the second round. Ahead of the game tonight, speaking to their in-house media channel, head coach Stephen Bradley says that his side are in a good place.
Yeah, it's a great position to be in terms of two games in front of us to go and try and get group stage football. Time will tell if we can do that. It's against a good team, but that's definitely the aim.
Kickoff in Tala is at 8 o'clock. Elsewhere in Europe tonight, Brighton begin their European campaign as they travel to Norway to face Tromso in the first leg of their Conference League playoff. Rangers host Czech side Jablonec at Ibrox, while Hearts welcome Austrian club Rapid Vienna as both look to move a step closer to the league phase. Motherwell face a tough test against Europa League runners-up Freiburg at Fair Park, and Hibernian are in Belgium to play Ghent. And NIFL Premiership champions Laren take on Lincoln Red Imps for a place in the Conference League league phase. Champions League football and the opportunity to work with Manuel Pellegrini has Troy Parrott on the cusp of completing a €20 million move from AZ Alkmaar to Real Betis in Spain. Parrott is reportedly finalising the terms of a 5-year contract to swap the Dutch Eredivisie for La Liga on an initial fee of €16 million with add-ons of around €4 million. The figure indicates a €12 million profit for AZ after they paid Tottenham Hotspur €8 million for the Republic of Ireland international in 2024. The 24-year-old attracted interest from West Ham and across Europe following his breakout season for club and country, scoring 37 goals, including a hat-trick against Hungary in Budapest last November in the World Cup qualifiers. Parrott has accepted a lower salary than he might have received at West Ham or elsewhere to come under La Liga's salary cap, with Betis selling Nobel Mendy to Hull City to ensure the deal can be completed. AZ Alkmaar had been holding out for €25 million, but the Dubliner pushed the Dutch club to accept the offer, according to Diario de Sevilla. Further reports indicate a medical has been scheduled ahead of Real Betis' opening La Liga game against Real Sociedad on Friday night at their temporary home, El Estadio de la Cartuja in Seville. If fit, Parrott could go straight into Pellegrini's team ahead of the Colombian striker Cucho Hernandez, as Betis turned their attention to signing Spanish midfielder Dani Ceballos, who has been released by Real Madrid. Parrott leaves the Netherlands after three seasons with 47 goals, 17 assists and a Dutch Cup medal. He currently has 11 goals for Ireland from 37 caps. Under FIFA's solidarity scheme, North Dublin club Belvedere FC could also receive around €200,000 from the deal as a reward for bringing Parrott through the underage ranks until he signed for Tottenham in 2017. Real Betis has a similar structure to Shamrock Rovers with two principal shareholders, club president Angel Aro Garcia and chief executive Jose Miguel Lopez Catalan, owning around 36%, while a share distribution policy, Betis de los Beticos, ensures that the club is partially fan-owned. Pellegrini took Manchester City to a Premier League title in 2014, the Chilean midway for Pep Guardiola in 2016, but has enjoyed great success in Seville. He ended the club's 17-year trophy drought in 2022 in winning the Copa del Rey before they lost the UEFA Conference League final to Chelsea in 2025. Betis, fifth place finish in La Liga last season, qualified them for the Champions League for the second time in their club's history. Celtic manager Martin O'Neill insists there's still work to do despite his side's convincing first leg win over Lask in Champions League qualifying. The Scottish champions will take a 3-0 lead to Austria next week after an impressive victory at Parkhead. Benjamin Negrin scored the first before a double from Camilo Duran. but O'Neill believes Lask showed enough quality to remain a threat in the return leg.
I think we're capable of scoring, which we probably would need to do. But yeah, they are a fine side. I'm not playing it down at all. It's just I think that this game, our goals were just fantastic, good enough to win any football match. But yeah, we've got a long way to go yet.
Duran proved the difference, and O'Neill says that the £4 million paid for him from Carabag is money well spent.
Magnificent performance. If he stays clear of injury, he's going to be a really, really good player. So I don't think it was an awful lot of money when you consider some of the fees that they're talking about for the Premier League. I think he's a real bargain.
Elsewhere in the Champions League last night, Sabah lost to Hapoel Beersheba 2-1. It was 1-1 between Slovan Bratislava and NK Celje. And Bodo Glimt defeated NSA Nijmegen 3-1 in the Netherlands. Enzo Maresca knows Manchester City are entering a period of change as he prepares for his first season in charge at the Etihad. The Italian has succeeded Pep Guardiola and admits replacing one of football's most successful managers is a big challenge. Maresca has also revealed the club decided not to stand in Rodri's way once the Spain midfielder made it clear he wanted to join Barcelona.
Any manager wants to work with Rodri, but in a moment that there is not way to continue, it's normal that the player take different decision, different way, different path. Again, new challenge, new era. Very happy to start this journey.
Harry Kane hopes to open talks over a new contract with Bayern Munich after entering the final year of his current deal. The England captain scored 61 goals in 51 appearances last season as Bayern completed a Bundesliga and German Cup double. Kane joined Tottenham in 2023 and says he's keen to discuss extending his stay with the German champions.
I'm extremely happy here in Munich. I think it opened my eyes to a totally different world of football outside of England. And it's made me appreciate, you know, European football even more. So, yeah, it's just about being in the best place possible. So I never say never, but for now I'm concentrated on Bayern Munich, obviously, and we'll see what the future holds.
Curtis Jones is set to join Inter Milan after the Italian side agreed a deal worth around £30 million at Liverpool. The Reds have formally accepted an offer worth £25.7 million, plus £4.3 million in add-ons. In June, Liverpool rejected a verbal offer of £21.7 million from the Italian champions Inter, but a deal for the 25-year-old, who has 1 year left on his contract at Anfield, has now been agreed. Jones will travel to Italy today to complete his medical, and the agreement includes a 10% sell-on clause for Liverpool. Liverpool are open to selling Jones and wanted something in line with the package that Inter paid for Tottenham's Jed Spence. The Serie A side were interested in Jones in January and proposed a loan with a view to a transfer, that was turned down by Liverpool. On the football show last night, Owen Shane was joined by Sligo Rovers chairperson Tommy Higgins to break down the change in ownership structure at Rovers and the future of the club.
I have nothing in mind of selling, what we call selling the club. It'll always be fan owned.
Because I presume a reasonable question coming from the fan base will be, geez, you're not planning on making the fans the minority here. Like, do you have 51% fan ownership as the very outer limit of where you're willing to go with this?
Never, it hasn't come up.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to say people are reading an awful lot into this. We decided at the AGM we have to look at the whole structure of the club. But this leaves us in a good position, and this is what we're going to do anyway. And if nothing ever comes through, we're going to go ahead with this restructure because it's the right thing to do. So we have that's what happened at present, you know.
So
I know where you're leading me to or where you're trying to lead me to, but to be honest with you, there is nothing nobody, you know. And you're trying to say, are we going to sell off the club? Not at all, and it's never up for grabs. And I wouldn't be involved in this, and I would never bring it forward. I mean, I grew up 200 yards from the Sligo Showgrounds, and I've been going there since I was 6 years of age. That's over 70 years I'm attending Sligo. And everybody is like, and it's that's keeping the glue of the club together. It's been, it's the fan experience, and it's the fundraising and the fun and the enthusiasm that we have for it is great. But you also have to look at the numbers. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the biggest problem in the game at present is wage inflation. It's just gone unbelievable. And, you know, and so if you have to compete, that's good for the players. But realistically, you know, we're out in the west of Ireland and we've, you know, a smallish population, and we have to be realistic where we're going. But, you know, the stadium is very exciting, and I know that that's going to create a lot more income. And that's why we have to split it up anyway. That's the advice we've been given. All our fans have been very supportive of what we're doing. They also realise how difficult it is. And, you know, it's important that the club, we're in great shape. You know, we have no debt. We can't get into debt because of our position as a fan-owned operation. So we're in a good position. We have a fully funded new stadium coming on board, and I think you're talking about it, if somebody comes in or we'll talk to anybody. But we're not looking at. I have nothing in mind of selling, what we call selling the club. It'll always be fan owned.
And that is available for you to listen back to now in your OTB Football podcast feed for free. The LOI pod was back this week with Stephen Doyle in the hot seat, joined as ever by Garrett McGlynn and Vinny Perth. And this week the focus was on St Pat's new kid on the block, Ryan Sheridan.
People around the academy levels have been talking to me about this kid for a couple of years. I think he's a little bit of growing up to do in terms of physically, but I think Pats have unearthed a really special talent. Say what you want about Sheridan, say what you want about the quality of Pats, say what you want about their performances over the last couple of weeks. He has been the go-to for the manager off the bench. Someone so young, that's huge. Particularly when the money was on the table on Sunday, for example, he turned and he called the young lad on and said, go win the game for me. If they'd have lost, I mean, what are you playing for? In many ways, would have been some of the train of thought this week. It's now switched, potentially. And I think Sheridan was the catalyst for that. When you look at what Bowers did with Victor last year, he sent him effectively away and he came back a man at the start of this season. I think if Pats have some way of doing that with Sheridan, the world is his oyster. I know what you mean about him playing for him. I think he will play for him if he continues to do what he does. He's young, don't want to put too much pressure on him, but I don't see to be. There's no ceiling for this kid if he reaches all of his potential.
Yeah, 100%. And you talk there about decisions. I mean, that's what separates football players, is their ability to make the right decision. And he looks as if he had it. Listen, we don't want to put too much pressure on this boy. He's obviously only doing his best to break through. Pats have obviously got a lot of injuries. Palmer, Levy, Power, Mata. So there's going to be more opportunity for him.
And that, as ever, is also be able to listen back for free in your OTB Football podcast feed. That's all we have time for on today's Football Daily. I'm David Wilson. We'll be back with more tomorrow.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
This is a free Off the Ball podcast. For access to the best in sporting analysis from the likes of Brian O'Driscoll, Andy Dunn, Kevin Kilbane, Dion Fanning, Tommy Walsh, Darren O'Sullivan and lots more, become an Off the Ball member today.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.